Domine bonum est nox hic esse. Non potuistis una hora vigilare mecum. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is good for us to be here. Could you not watch 1 hour with me? Today, despite the fact we just initiated those 40 days of penance, our Holy Mother the Church chose to show us Jesus Christ in his glory. We read this gospel 3 times a year. First of all, yesterday at Mass, like a preparation for today. Second time is today. And the third time, the 6th of August, the Feast of the Transfiguration. For today, the importance of this vision is to show the Christ in his glory. Before, we couldn't recognize him during his passion. The Lord appears in all his glory. We cannot see face to face before to be in heaven. That's why the 3 apostles fall down, because they can't see any longer a so much great light. Jesus appears in the sky, talking with Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophets. This is how, still today, the Jews used to call what is for us the Old Testament in the Bible. Jesus himself spoke about the Old Testament like that, the law and the prophets. And as he discusses with Moses and Elijah, he also accomplished any single prophecy about him said by the prophets. In this day of glorification, Jesus showed himself his divinity before it will be apparently hidden behind the mask of the suffering during the passion. The apostles fall down, frightened by this apparition. But in the same time, they are happy to be here. Lord, it's good for us to be here. They want to stay for the eternity with God glorified. This is the purpose of all our life. Going to heaven, seeing the Lord in his majesty, and singing with the choir of the angels and the saints, Hosanna in the highest. Peter, the chief of the apostles, here represents the world church. He represents us, talking to God. We don't want to leave, because it's the intimate desire of our soul to see and to stay with the Lord glorified. But we must look at this wonderful scene from the Gospel with another one. The agony in the garden. The 3 same apostles, Peter, James and John, were also present. And that's why they were present at the Transfiguration, in order to be able to see the Lord frightened and suffering before his passion. They had to see the same Lord in the glory of the resurrection, in the glory of the Transfiguration. This was to support their human soul. We often compare the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament to the holy hour spent with the Lord in the garden during his agony. We always do that about the traditional adoration on each Friday during the year. We try to answer the word of the Lord, "Could you not watch 1 hour with me?" The adoration of the Blessed Sacrament is a very important devotion we have to do, because it is through this silent prayer that we can obtain wonderful graces for us and the world. The different reforms we saw all along the story of the Church were always prepared through the silence and the prayer in the cloisters of the monasteries. a long time before the Gregorian Reformation in the Middle Age, and also before the Reformation coming from the Council of Trent. Many monks and nuns dedicated their life to the prayer for the conversion of the world through the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Many stories of the saints taught us about the time they spent in adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in front of the tabernacle, before to do just one little thing. For example, St. Thomas of Aquinas, we just feasted last week as patron of our beloved institute, when he was in lack of inspiration to write those wonderful theologic words. He used to open the tabernacle and to put his head just beside the ciborium. And then, after this silent prayer, the head in the tabernacle, he found the answer he was looking for. If you really want to convert the world, come and adore. This is your first duty. Convert yourself and then the world. To be an apostle is first in the prayer. I was just speaking about the different reformation we saw in the story of the church. For example, Gregory the Seventh and Urbanus II were two monks before they became pope. St. Pius V was a Dominican. All those great saints pope were monks that dedicated their life to the adoration and the prayer before the Lord called them to the supreme charge in the church. They prepared in the silence of Cluny's monastery the Reformation who made this golden age for the church. So I would like to invite you now more and more to come and to share 1 hour with the Lord. Last week, as King Christopher was away in seminary for spiritual directions, and our dear Tommy visiting the seminary too, I was on my own at home. And one day, I spent 1 hour alone, really alone, me and the Lord exposed. As I am very selfish, I was very happy for me. I have the Lord exposed for myself only. But after I reflect, and I say, what about the Lord is thinking? Just one people is sharing 1 hour with me exposed. Where are the others? Where were you? I feel very sad for the Lord. The Lord just have me, and he wants more. He wants all of you coming. So as Lent is a usual season to give up something, I would like to suggest you to give up more of your time. Have you think about a more intense prayer life? Why not coming to the adoration during week? Why not just spend 1 hour of your week, or if you can, that's better, of your day, coming to adore the Lord present in the monstrance, with all the candles shining around like Moses and Elijah. To finish, I would like to come back to the gospel of today. We saw the Lord glorified in his transfiguration. But what it is, the monstrance, if it's not the Lord glorified in the middle of the sun of the monstrance, the holy host, which is really and truly the holy body, blood, soul and divinity of the Lord present amongst us. And there, when we are present at the foot of the altar, adoring the Blessed Sacrament, we could say with St. Peter, Lord, it's good for us to be here. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.